Well, good morning. It's Tuesday, September the 24th, 7:41 a.m. August the 24th, 2021. Yeah, I guess I set the date first already. It's that kind of morning. I'm a little bit extra scattered in places today. I had to get the walk out and get back because I have a rheumatologist appointment in about an hour. So I need to get back. I need to focus long enough to get this posted. And then I can zone out until the alarm goes off. Good morning.
Good morning.
That little dog says, oh, he's interesting. Oh. So I spent a fair amount of time yesterday reading, but I also spent a fair amount of time yesterday working on the new Ishmael books. And I'm really liking what's there. I think I've gone into the new stuff. In fact, I'm pretty sure I've gone into the new stuff because I'm finding that I've changed up. There's some continuity problems. Continuity is going to be a big problem. To begin with, early on, there's a new ship involved, and I've given the ship one name. It's not the name the ship has later on. And so I need to go find that, how it came to be named that. And if nothing else, go back to where the wrong name is set. I put a comment on it so I can find it again. So I expect there's going to be a lot of that stuff. If this is all three books, that's going to make putting this thing together in a more cohesive manner a lot easier. It also means I'll be able to do something like buy the covers in bulk, which should drive the individual cost down. It doesn't mean I'm going to hold them all and release them all at once, because I still have to get them hammered into shape, pass through beta readers, and then every one of them is going to need a month with Karen. So at best, they're going to be a book a quarter. Oh, sorry, a book a month for a quarter. That's the good news. The bad news is I don't know how long it's going to take me to get through this whole long process. My first goal is to get the whole book formatted and the timelines set. Because right now the timelines are all over the place. Thank you. It's a lovely morning. I give it, I'll say that. After yesterday, walking at 9 a.m. This is so much nicer. The air is cooler. The moon is a little past full. It was still up above the mountains off to the west. Sky is mostly clear. There's clouds. Clouds to the west of me. Joker's to the right. Where I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, clouds to the west, clouds to the east. But nothing right overhead. There's a little bit of haze. It's not quite the deep blue that I get in fall, winter. It's still quite lovely. Reminds me of the meditation focus, which is there's always sunlight above the clouds. The sky is always blue or black if it's night, but regardless of how cloudy it might be, the sky is still up there. So yesterday I finished the Light Online series, Tom Larcombe. Apparently he lives someplace here on the Front Range of Colorado. I'm not exactly sure where, probably, I don't know. I was going to say probably Boulder, but that's could just as easily be Fort Collins or Loveland. I suspect even down as far as Colorado Springs. Although the people who live down there, I don't hear them referred to as Front Range so often. I hear them referred to as Springs. In the Springs, as opposed to in the Front Range. But I finished it, and really, I started looking for a builder game because I sort of miss that mechanic of building a character. Of picking a style. And while Mass Effect has the same sort, it doesn't have the depth. For one thing, it caps. The level caps are really, well, they're really interesting. Mass Effect 1 caps out. And I think if I remember correctly, from the last time I played through, you can't You can't cap out on the first playthrough. There's a mechanic called New Game Plus. And New Game Plus says, once you've finished one playthrough with a character, you could turn that same character around and do New Game Plus. Import the save file from the last playthrough. That's interesting. Why did he cross into my path? And start the next playthrough from that point forward. Morning.
Morning.
Hey, stranger. Coming up on Get Ready, Say It With Me, Bunk Post. But the problem with that is then the second playthrough caps out early, but you still have to play through the end of the game. And you have to do all the same things again. And for the last half of that playthrough, you really don't get anything for it. In Mass Effect 1, once you have 9,999,999 coins, credits, and 999 Omnigel, everything else is just sort of trash. You can't do anything with it. Can't sell it. Well, you can sell it, but you don't get any money for it. You can trash it, but you don't get any extra Omnigel for it. You can spend the money, so you can earn some back. You can use the Omnigel so that you can put that back, which just... Yeah, after a point, you can't improve. You can't buy improvements. You can't... You can spend Omnigel like it was going out of style, because it is. It doesn't really feel the same. It doesn't really feel the same. So I'm reading, I started a new series. What's the series name? Jack of All Trades? Maybe. Shane, S-H-A-N-E, Walker, W-A-L-K-A-R. Shane Walker. First book, Master of None. It's pretty fun, but the guy is leveling up ridiculously fast. The character is going through quests, achieving skill levels. Really quickly, really fast. I'm wondering what he's going to have left for the next few books, because it's another series. And as I learned to my chagrin, leveling up characters early doesn't leave a lot of room for growth later. Excuse me. I have had my peanut butter toast this morning. But I started looking for builder games, for business simulation games, for games with skill trees. I'm not finding anything really new. I have several Boulder games. I have Factorio. I have Dyson Sphere. The one I don't have is Satisfactory. And I've got a bunch of Builder games like Civilization VI, which I find completely unsatisfactory. Factorio scratches the itch better. Dyson Sphere scratches the itch better. Dyson Sphere program is sort of like Satisfactory in space. The models are nicer. You're basically walking around in your factory rather than viewing it from above in a kind of omniscient view. Satisfactory is Factorio meets first-person shooter. Those two comparisons aren't going to mean a lot to a lot of people, but that's basically what it is. So the more I read these books, the more I'm thinking, geez, I really like to have one of these games. The Tom Larkham's game. And one of the things that I noticed that is probably one of the limiting factors is I think all of the lit RPG games no, not all of them, but some of them are MMO RPG, so the massive multiplayer online role-playing games. As opposed to rocket-propelled grenades. Since I stepped out of the house this morning, my nose started running. Has to be some sort of allergic reaction. And so I'm wondering if I need to, well, I do need to finish unsubscribing from EVE Online. EVE Online is actually pretty close to what I was looking for. Except that they've screwed it up so bad. It's just not worth the effort anymore. Skyrim is probably closer. Wonder if I should go play Elder Scrolls Online for a while. Skyrim has a mechanic where you learn things by doing things. So if you want to improve your snake a lot, if you want to improve your backstab a lot. You want to improve your smithing. Smith a lot. Alchemy a lot. I like that. I like the mechanic. It's grindy, but I don't mind grind. Given that I like mining and EVE Online, it shouldn't be surprising to anyone. The problem is that there are too many people who just want to make your grind less enjoyable by, you know, coming in and just blowing everything up for the hell of it. Anyway. Jeez, I hope this is still recording. Yeah, it is. Anyway, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.